Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Saturday edition of the Inside Outside Guys, laughing and learning for the next 2 hours right here on AM 760 WJR. My name is Ken Calverley, and I am the Outside Guy.
Chuck Reichstein, the Inside Guy, happy to be with you on this Mother's Day weekend. Other than, you know, Father's Day, what holiday is bigger? Come on, your favorite word in the English language is?
Mom.
No, it's not. You liar. You liar. You think
wife?
You know a guy.
Wife?
You what's are my, such a
I'm guessing
suck
they're
up.
Listening, so of course I'm going to say what they want to hear. You know, what's your favorite word, Chuck?
Dad. I'm telling you.
You know what's funny about that? Is any dad mom out there? I got a grandson, and he doesn't know how to say mom. He won't say mom. It's like dad, da-da, da-da. My kids were the same way, da-da. So funny. No matter how much you try, they mom must be so hard to...
Mother? Dear yeah. Mother?
Should have said DiMaggio?
Ken and I love our mothers and love Mother's Day, the holiday. Love our wives that are mothers to our children. And we want to make sure this is a very special day. Which brings up an email we had this weekend.
Okay.
From a woman.
Most of them are.
That wanted a contractor.
Okay.
That didn't talk down to women.
That didn't mansplain. That's kind of hard.
That's pretty good.
That's the new. That's one of the new words.
Mansplain.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, notwithstanding the issues where someone is too sensitive. let's be honest.
Well, there's no woman out there like that.
I did grow up seeing a lot of women business people get taken advantage of by male contractors.
Yeah.
I hate to admit that, but I witnessed it. It's true. If you do that, shame on you, and you're crazy because most of your market is women.
I can think at least 2 to 4 jobs I lost because it was an older woman. That's one thing I was always so afraid of, is anyone ever thinking you take advantage of older people.
Right.
And a few times, okay, Ken, let's do the job. She's single, widowed, and I'd say, do you have a son?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I said, can we give him a call real quick? Let's call your son and run this by him real quick.
Good.
Sometimes I'd get, no, I don't need to run it by him. Okay.
That would have been my mom.
And then a few times, some would say, no, Mom, let's think about this. And I'd walk away happy.
Yep.
Because I'd rather walk away happy not getting a job, know that I did the right thing. Then deal with the son who thinks I may be taking advantage of his mom or dad.
With the aging in place, one of the segments we used to teach in that 3-day program was literally bringing in either adult children or a trusted pastor
there
or
you go.
Someone
yeah.
to act as co-consultant. You know, you weren't saying to the woman, you need a man here to consult with you. You were just saying, is there someone else whose advice you trust because you don't know me? What the heck?
Or the industry? Or,
yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. What was the main word email? She wants a company that won't.
So she wanted a company. She wanted to do new quartz countertops.
Okay.
And she wanted a company that has someone where they didn't talk down to females. So we sent her to Granite Source of Michigan.
Yep.
Actually, she's very likely, just as likely to talk to a woman there as she is a man.
Sure.
And they are a great company that deal. I'll bet they deal primarily with women. I'll bet
yeah.
they do.
Well, you know, I think home improvement professionals. Chuck, I think we are the top of the spear when it comes to a lot of this stuff. Tip of the spear. And we, most of our emails are from women. Most of our phone calls are from women. Most of our comments on the Inside Outside Guys social media are from women. Women run the household for the most part.
Yeah.
They do. They may. When I built my house years ago, and I was only married 11 years at the time, Chuck. I said to my wife, honey, you can design the whole house. Give me one room in the basement. Now, if more men had
that. Now, did she get mad because you presumed to have the power to give her permission to do that?
No, there was no argument at all. Here's the thing. I trusted her. I knew she wasn't going to do anything gaudy. You know, I knew she wasn't going to put stupid pictures up. I trusted her. And she, you know, furnished the whole house and designed the whole house. And I got one room in the basement that I got to put my honey trophies in.
Is she more frugal than you? I would say yes, but
no.
Okay,
no, she's not.
My wife is, I'm
How
pretty.
How does
frugal.
Anyone get more frugal than you? My goodness, what's the saying about a penny? How did you invent Tupperware, Chuck?
By fighting for a penny.
Yeah,
yeah, I love that one. Yeah, it's funny you say that, but I would want input, and I've always had input. Interesting you say that. So we are, you know, a hall of shame, any contractor that talks down to women. And there's ways to communicate. I was thinking of all the nieces I got to talk to this weekend or this past week that in their own home hired the contractors.
Yep.
You know, Uncle Chuck, I'm the one that calls. I'm the one that needs this. Or yeah.
Sure.
So you're right. Yeah, I hate to admit that on the radio. But
that I'm right? Just like a marriage, right?
So what are you doing for Mother's Day?
Well, I already saw Mom. I took her great-grandson out to her yesterday, my 17-month-old grandson.
That's cool.
So I took him out. We spent the day with Mom yesterday, and she had a blast just watching him. He's just so much fun.
Yeah.
Just watching the silly little boy playing around.
Yep.
And, no, I got to spend time with her. So tomorrow for my wife, I'm sure my kids will come out. We'll do a brunch or something after the show. But you know what? Got to honor them. I mean, more than dads and moms, you know. I mean, moms do not get the gratitude that guys get. I got to be careful here. Stay-at-home moms don't. We get to go out, earn our business, see what we build, have great satisfaction in what we do. And I'm saying this because that was myself and my wife for many years, where I went out and worked and she stayed home. And I remember having those, you know, discussions. We'll call them discussions. You get to go out all day. You get to do things. I'm stuck here at the house all day. And when I was younger, I didn't realize how important that was.
Sure.
Now I do, and I'm so grateful
for it. If they do it well, it's a heck of a job.
I picked out a great mother for my kids. I really did. I couldn't have picked out a great, better mother for my kids. She's just awesome.
That's good to hear.
I know you feel the exact same way.
So is she so concerned about their health that she would have them drinking pure water? Is that part of what she would... Will she take charge of?
I think I'm more in charge of that kind of stuff. I'm more. I've always been more paranoid about spraying stuff or absorbing stuff or getting it on you, any of that kind of stuff.
I'm a big believer, the reverse osmosis. If you've got bad water, of having that where your water comes into your house for several reasons. First of all, it'll keep your pipes cleaner.
Yep.
It'll keep your appliances, anything that uses water, in better shape over longer periods of time. All your faucets and your kitchen faucet is probably a $300 to $1,000 faucet by itself.
You're right.
And then your health. You know, reverse osmosis removes salts and sediments and microplastics. You and I wrote about a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's a scary issue.
It is.
Pharmaceuticals that are in the city water systems. You hear about that, you go, you got to be kidding me. Really?
I mean, think of everything that's out there that sinks through. I mean, think about the sealers, you know, the chemicals that are sprayed on roofs, the chemicals sprayed on concrete, the stuff that's sprayed on your grass. Yeah.
That stuff goes
down to the aquifer eventually.
Yeah.
Right. And when they test it, when they get down to the micro stuff, it's definitely stuff in there we should not be ingesting.
Yeah. On a regular basis in particular. And I am, in all honesty, one of the first to say that I believe water treated like that tastes better. So Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions is your answer to reverse osmosis water filtering systems.
Yes, sir. Hey, did you enter the $100,000 sweepstakes
performance? I looked into it and found out I can't.
Oh, yeah.
But I would. Good company.
You would if you could, but you can't, so you won't. Performance Remodeling, you hear them all over the airways on WJR, and they are absolute professionals when it comes to roofing or siding. I had a chance to go talk to them this week at their 23-mile location in Shelby Township. It's a beautiful showroom. If you're thinking about windows, roofing, or siding, make sure you contact Performance Remodeling. Good morning and welcome back, everybody, to the Inside Outside Guys, laughing and learning 24/7 at theinsideoutsideguys.com, the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook, and we will take any and all of your housing questions at 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897.
So, a lot of people make their extra money, if you will, toward accumulating some wealth with rental properties. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think, honestly, I think the best investment over time is real estate. I think it's the safest investment. You know what? I don't want to go off subject, but I remember you and I in 2008-09 when prices were just going straight down. We told everybody, if you don't plan on selling your house, don't worry about it.
Yep.
If you're not going to sell your house, the prices will come back. And boy, we had no idea.
Roaring back.
I mean, so many houses since 2015 have doubled in value since 2015.
I've lost $150,000. How'd you lose it? Well, the value of my house went down. Well, did you sell your house? No. Then you haven't lost it.
Exactly. And we feel the same way about rental properties. When that time hit, I guarantee there are a lot of people with rentals going, maybe I should sell. And that was the wrong time to sell.
I think over the last 50, 60 years, real estate generally has outperformed the stocks.
Oh, no doubt in my mind. And I'm not a stock guy, but there's just no doubt in my mind.
It's one of those things you look at and over time.
I mean, if my kids had, let's say $500,000, said, Dad, where should I invest it? I would say real estate. Yeah. Go find real estate. Maybe not right now. Wait till the market slows down a little bit.
I know.
But I'd say real estate.
Our oldest and her husband are looking to invest in their first home, but we're telling them to be cautious because you know where they are now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would think prices in California be going down considering how many people are leaving.
You know,
there.
You really would.
Yeah.
And at some point, they will. It's a question of when, right?
I agree with you.
You know, they'll go down and then hopefully go back up in the good markets.
Now, I have never lived. Actually, I've only lived in one apartment in my life. I've never lived in a house that I've rented, ever.
Me neither. Now that you say that, no. I've always owned them. But when I was in college, I rented apartments.
One of the things I find really frustrating about that is you just hear so many landlords. And I tell you, I know this by being in the industry. When someone would call our office and say, I want a job done, we would say, do you own the house?
Yep.
Are you renting or are you tenant? And when we would get, I'm the landlord, there would be more questions behind that. Because we don't want to waste our time. And historically, Chuck, and I hate to say this to all the landlords out there, landlords don't want to spend money on their investments. They just don't. They'd rather get – this is something I've seen. They'd rather get some quick patch and throw it over top of a bad sidewalk than replace a sidewalk. Historically, that's what I have seen. Unless you get someplace like we're going to have on the air with us soon, who knows how important it is to keep those properties up and keep those properties, more than anything else, safe.
Safe and in good shape. I mean, it's interesting because it's an asset.
Right.
And the people that you and I know that are in multifamily, for instance, they maintain the ones that are successful.
Multifamily being apartment buildings for the most part. Right?
They maintain their properties because they know that a well-maintained property creates better cash flow, is more desirable.
And just like a house.
Yeah.
Gosh. Keeps the value.
Yeah. So because maintenance is such a tough thing for absentee owners to do on detached single family, there are companies that specialize in doing just that. Qualified pre-screening the tenants is huge. Being able to do that properly.
You had some rentals years ago, right?
Oh, yeah.
How was that for you?
It worked out well.
Yeah, but you had a very tight, stringent, acceptance policy.
Yeah, we did. We screened the heck out of them, and you got to have a good company to do that. And then, of course, having really good contracts.
Yes.
But if you get good people in a good place, they are less likely to tear it up or not pay rent, whereas if you have a place that's dilapidated, worn out,
you're gonna have more problems.
Low rent to anybody with a little cash in their hand the first day you meet them, you're likely to have problems.
Yeah,
exactly. Right. So you and I will have to call in an expert and talk about that, eh?
Yeah, Rick Powell from North Bloomfield Properties is going to be joining us here in just a little while. So if you have rental properties out there that may be frustrating the heck out of you, or you're looking for a quality place to stay, stick around after this break.
I love it. And, of course, rain, go away.
Rain.
Bobby Vinton, we'll have to do rain songs. but, of course, we have a solution. If you got water coming in a crawl space or a basement and it's not a one-size-fits-all
issue. And of course, Foundation Solutions 360 is not a one-size-fits-all solution company. Foundation Solutions 360.
Who'll stop the rain?
Welcome back, everybody, the Inside Outside Guys on WJR, the Saturday morning edition of Housing and Lifestyle Information You Can Take to the Bank. And talking about having good resources and taking good information to the bank, right?
You got it.
We want to let people know that if you do have, Ken and I were talking about rental properties, if you do have a detached single-family property that you're looking to have properly and professionally managed and affordably.
Yeah.
North Bloomfield Properties is a company that we really get behind because that's what they do.
That's what they do.
That's their lane. They stay in their lane.
You're right. Kind of like Chutz Cleaning.
Oh, gosh.
We've been getting some emails from Chutz Cleaning.
One thing we refer to a lot
is the outdoor furniture stuff.
Yeah.
Outdoor, this time of year, everyone's bringing everything out from the shed, and they're putting those cushions on there, which have been nasty and gross for years. When's the last time you cleaned your outdoor cushions for anything?
Yeah, I know.
Chutz Cleaning's a great company for that.
I really believe they have redefined clean in for me.
Yeah, you're right.
Having talked to them, I mean, the carpet process, the 14-step jeepers instead of two. Yeah, I agree with you.
Phone lines are open, 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897, taking any and all of your housing questions.
So ceiling fans, should people be turning their fans on?
Absolutely.
I certainly had mine on.
You know, Chuck, ceiling fans are an answer to so many of our questions we get at theinsideoutsideguys.com.
Yeah,
I agree. Really are. You have to move the air. Anything's dead. The appliance doctor years ago, remember him telling us about stagnant water in a hot water tank? And he made the comment, smart guy, anything stagnant, anything, whether it's air or water, is not good for you.
Not good.
So important that you move that air in your house, not summer, not winter, but constantly.
Yeah. A lot of older homes don't have the benefit of forced air furnaces or even multi-stage blowers in their furnaces.
Right.
So... you and I are big believers. Ceiling fans are a great option. Just put them on low.
Yep.
Low and slow.
Yep. Just move the air. Move the air. All right. On the line with us right now is Mr. Rick Powles. Rick is the, agent manager for North Bloomfield Properties. Rick, you there, sir?
I am. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing fantastic.
How are you guys doing?
Well, busier than bees, I tell you. It doesn't stop.
That's good.
Yeah, it is. Actually, it's better than the alternative looking for a new job.
You know, Rick, a lot of people hear ads for North Bloomfield Properties but don't fully understand what it is you guys specialize in. So you want to give us a little background?
Well, we specialize in, you know, property management, and that involves, you know, from screening the tenants, which is probably the most important thing you can do, and you know, just don't let somebody in with the first handful of money because that might be your only handful. And then from there, we handle all maintenance issues, you know, tenant collections, any of that stuff. So everything that's involved with the landlord, that we take care of it all.
So basically, the landlord can, if it's an investor, go out and find the property, buy the property, and then, for lack of a better word, hand it over to you guys to manage the property. And they sit back and collect money?
Yep, that's basically how it's supposed to work.
Okay. That sounds like a great plan, Rick. How is the market for you right now?
Actually, it is super busy. You know, I sometimes thought when, you know, the housing market picked up and houses were selling that, you know, we would lose. I mean, we did lose some, but we gained many. So, we're still busy as ever, and life is good. I mean, the property management business is good.
So most of the properties that North Bloomfield manages, are they second and third homes for people, or are you renting some primary homes for people as well?
Well, a lot of, you know, a lot of primary homes we are, you know, people that are relocating or, you know, or they're going to move somewhere. They're not sure if they're coming back. So, you know, we'll rent a lot of those. But, I mean, a majority of our places that we manage are going to be, a landlord by design, second, third, fourth homes, or however many they have that we take over for.
Can you explain how you pre-screen the tenants? Once we make the deal and I'm the landlord, tell me how you give me a peace of mind knowing that you guys will take care of everything and make sure the right tenants are in that home.
Well, I mean, you know, the first thing you do is obviously, you know, we get our application process and you know, a lot of companies will, you know, people do their applications on Zillow and stuff and that's fine. However, we probably or more than likely have a more stringent, you know, checkout system than what they have. So what we're going to do is, you know, we get the application, we verify where they work and how much they make. We do civil and criminal background checks to make sure that, you know, we get people that apply for a house that are being evicted elsewhere. And if you don't do that check, you're just the next victim. So, and then from there, you got to have the funds to close. So we request bank statements to make sure they have that money and they're not, you know, borrowing that money to get into a place. We collect, you know, probably 95% of our rents every single month, month in, month out. And of the 5% we don't collect, we collect within the 30 days, you know, a vast majority of those because people just are, you know, paying late or something of that nature.
Wow. So if someone's in a situation where they do stop paying rent, will you help or advise me as an owner, what the next step is if we need to evict?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, we handle it. So, I mean, wow. We'll advise you that they didn't pay, but we take, the ball and run with it ourselves. We serve up to 7 days and then we file in court and anything that attend court. So basically the landlord themselves don't have to deal with any of that.
I mean, what a peace of mind that is for them.
I know. Jeez. What about a situation where I'm an owner, Rick? I have 3 properties with North Bloomfield already and I'm looking to buy more. Can you advise me in that regard as well?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I request that landlords, if you're looking to buy a property, send me what you got. Let's make sure, let's make sure that it's going to be profitable based on what we think we can get for rent and what you're paying. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, location means a lot. When you buy properties where people want to live and not have to live, that just brings better clientele.
Let's talk about maintenance for a minute. If people go to this week's Friday's Detroit News Home Style section, Chuck and I wrote an article about maintenance and how important maintenance is. And we believe if homeowners can just kind of spend one extra hour a week maintaining their home, they can keep it in decent shape. You have a whole team for that, do you not? So people do not have to worry about that. Owners don't have to worry about maintaining the house once they let North Bloomfield Properties handle it.
That's correct. Yeah, actually, what happens in our request, like let's say for instance, a tenant sends in a maintenance request, what that received by our maintenance department, they in turn contact the owner to see if something they want to handle, because we're different than some management companies where, you know, management companies will require you to use their maintenance department because they mark it up. So North Bloomfield allows you to use whoever you want, but if you don't have somebody for that job, we absolutely will take care of it for you.
That makes a huge difference for me and for most of our listeners. How about budgets? Will you help me create a budget then if I have a property that I want you to manage?
Oh, sure. Yeah, actually, if you buy a property, we'll go in, we'll look it over, we'll recommend these items that need to be taken care of, we'll break it all down in an estimate. You can choose what you want to do, how much of it, all of it, however you want to do it. And then we'll just take it and take care of it from there.
Rick, what about an area that North Bloomfield Properties serves? Just southeast Michigan, how far will you guys go? Because we have a large listening audience here on WJR.
We serve the southeast Michigan, 7 counties. Okay. So we go from Livingston County to Lapeer County to Macomb County, Washtenaw, Wayne. So we basically encompass this whole area.
So let me ask you this. If I'm thinking of leaving my primary home in Michigan and going down to Florida to retire, would you help me and advise me if we could possibly just hold on to that primary home and have you guys manage it for us? It's a great question.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, in instances like that, we do get a lot of that where people, like I said, they're retiring, they're not sure if they want to go and stay or whether they're coming back, and they don't want to lose their home here. So they will rent it out for the time being, and sometimes they hang on to them forever, and then, they just become a second income.
I got to believe, I'm thinking myself, myself and my wife decided to do this. For us to try to deal with that, no way. It'd be a good investment plan to keep that house.
I agree.
And let North Bloomfield Properties take care of it. And you don't have to worry. Because, I mean, I know you, Chuck, someone moving into a house that you have taken care of for years, that would drive you crazy.
It would.
Unless you have a company like North Bloomfield Properties.
I'd need a good company. That's right.
Yeah. Wow. Well, anything else you want us to know about North? Go ahead. Go ahead, Rick.
It is tough for a lot of people to leave their home, after they've, grown their children and everybody there. So it is tough, but a lot of people still do it, and it's a good idea. It's just a good income.
Rick Powell's from North Bloomfield Properties. We appreciate you. Can anybody just pick up the phone and call you if they need you?
Absolutely. Yep.
What's the number, sir?
248-366-8484. Just ask for me or any agent, and we'll help you out however we can.
Rick, we'll get the number out again when we get back from break, sir. Thank you so much for joining us today.
All right. Appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Greatly appreciate it, sir.
Good company, man. They've got the niche, don't they?
Speaking of good companies, Chuck, Atlas Home Improvement can redo your kitchen no matter where you're at. We had someone in Oxford yesterday that asked us about kitchen, and we referred Atlas Home Improvement. They're quite a ways away, but they go anywhere in southeast Michigan. So if you think about new gutters, new kitchen, new bathroom model, we want you to consider Atlas Home Improvement.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. Appreciate David Rieger back at the studio, making us sound better than we probably would without him.
You're absolutely right.
888-654-GUYS. The vanity line.
888-654-4897. Taking any and all of your housing questions. We've had a rainy couple of weeks. Supposedly, it's looking like a dry couple of weeks coming up.
I'm ready.
How's your lawn looking?
Actually, better than it normally does this time of year.
Mine too.
Truly.
Mine too. My wife actually told me, the lawn looks really good, honey. I
said, really?
My chest stuck out
a
little
bit. I never hear that. But I love it. That's one of the first things I do in the morning, now that it's light out when you get up, is look out the back window at the lawn. And I love it.
It was a very good winter on vegetation. We did not have any really, really deep, long-term freezes
right.
That included wind in them. So I look at my roses are phenomenal this year. They are growing like crazy. My raspberry bushes are growing like crazy this year. I'm gonna have some maintenance to do to keep stuff looking good this year. It's growing so well.
Yeah, that's the downside, right?
Yep.
But it is. Everything's growing like crazy. I've trimmed some bushes 3 times already this year.
3 times?
Hedges, my hedges.
How many times you mowed?
Gosh,
I'm ready for
four.
My third.
Yeah.
I was ready.
I think I did my third yesterday, third or fourth.
All this rain has really got the grass growing fast.
Yeah.
And the dandelions.
And remember, frequent short cuttings will actually help repress weeds, encourage the grass. So it's like you stand to benefit.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You say frequent and short, that reminds me of carpeting. Carpeting, people don't realize. If carpeting doesn't look like it's dirty, they don't mess with it. But you should be vacuuming your carpet as much as possible. I mean, it depends on how many people you have in there, but at least every other day, because that dirt gets so deep into the mat of that carpet.
Really? No matter what, every other day? No, I mean, I'm good, but I'm not that good.
I'm not that good either. But if you have a lot of kids, you're just, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Car. All right, vehicle carpeting. I try to vacuum mine at least once a month.
You're kind of a pig, though.
I am. When it comes to my trucks, I am. I'm hard on my vehicles. I always
You really
have
are.
Oh, I always have been. I agree. Well, you know what? They're my mobile offices. I eat in them. I do everything in them.
Yeah.
Although I realized long ago, if you don't keep those carpets in the trucks vacuumed, you ruin them. You ruin them because you just grind that dirt into them. Same thing with the house, too.
What do you call the custom molded plastic?
I do, too. Yeah, the liners, the cargo liners.
Yeah, because those keep the carpets so much better.
They do. But they don't cover every inch of it. But
they really do. I used to have the trucks. I am so old. You could take a hose in your trucks back in the day. Because it was all vinyl flooring, vinyl seats. So you literally could hose out your truck.
And you can still order them that way, I'm sure. You know, I know Ford used to have a vehicle. I forget the name of it. It was one of their smaller pickups. And that's the only way it came in.
Really?
Vinyl. Yeah.
I wonder if you still can.
Seats.
I mean, you wouldn't dare today with all the electronics and everything. You'd be so afraid of getting any water where it shouldn't be. You know?
That's true.
All of a sudden it wouldn't start.
888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Phone lines are open for any and all of your questions. Chuck, some of the emails that we're really starting to see is about cleaning the algae and the moss off their house this time of year.
The house and the back patios, the north-facing patios and decks and brick pavers.
A lot of shed roofs, a lot of roofs that are facing north. It is very important, and now is really not the best time of year to do it. But if you have a lot of vegetation hanging over a shed or hanging over one part of your house, you need to get that out of there. You need to let the sun, you need to let the air move through it. If you don't, the more shade it gets, the more moisture it gets, the faster it's going to deteriorate any building product that's back there, whether it's wood, asphalt, you name it.
Even critters, you know, will get in the vinyl siding. So if you've got bushes growing against your vinyl siding, it's a pathway for, you know, spiders and ants and all kinds of things to walk across and get up in there.
Anything that stays moist long or has humidity, like a Trex deck, for instance, you know, the Trex decks, if it's in the shade, it's going to hold water longer. They don't want it holding water. No. They don't want any of those products holding water. So cut back any trees that you have, cut back any bushes that you have, at least 12 inches from the house. But anything growing over those at all, it's very important that you not only get the sun hitting it, but you get the air moving around it. It will help out.
I did a lot of that this week, quite honestly.
Did you?
I got to tell you, you got me to finally cross the line there this last year and buy battery-powered lawn tools. And I'm so glad I did. They're so much easier to use.
They are.
And I'll use them more frequently because they are easier. I don't have to get an extension cord out and dink around with all that. So I'll thank you for that. But I do. I use the heck out of them now.
I do as well. Tell you what. Out of all the projects I do on my lawn, the one that hurts my back the most is weed whipping. Boy, does that kill my lower back. I don't know if it's just
the
way
the guy with the rake, the ergonomic rake that we saw in Novi?
Yeah.
You don't have to bend over. You instantly start to bend over when you played with it, and he'd go, don't bend over. Stand straight up.
It'll push you back, won't it?
Yeah.
Stick around for another hour of the Inside Outside, guys. We'll be taking your phone calls at 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897.
And remember, you're going to be turning that air conditioning on probably this next week, and you better have somebody that you trust check it out first. And, of course, we trust CNC Heating and Air Conditioning. No. 888-654-4897. We love chatting with our listeners about any issues or comments or questions they've got.
We have an hour to take any and all of your phone calls for any and all of your housing needs. 888-654-4897. Let's get this hour started with Robert in Novi. Good morning, Robert. You're on with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Good morning, gentlemen. I can't tell you how much I appreciate your show. I listen just to get knowledge, so thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
So my wife and I are currently in negotiations to buy a home that's on a slab, which I never thought I would do, but we really like this place. There's a large area above the garage for storage, so that's not going to be an issue. But here's the thing. It does not have air conditioning in it. It is on a slab, and it does have a forced air furnace in it. My question is, how difficult is it going to be to add air conditioning to this home?
You know, slab-on-grade homes, traditionally, a lot of them do not have AC. Yeah. But if you already have a forced air furnace, shouldn't be hard.
Yeah, they'll install an A-coil on top of the furnace. It's a downdraft furnace, but the blower in the furnace is what does all the work once the condenser, you know, actually cools the fluid and in the coil. So it should be, for a good company, a no-brainer.
So what happens in a situation where the furnace is in the middle of the house, in a closet? In homes I've owned before, the furnace is right outside the garage area, and it goes into the basement, and all of the connections are made to the furnace through that.
Yeah, so they're going to have to find a way to get insulated tubes that, you know, what we used to call Freon, but the refrigerant today has to go from the condenser where you get rid of the heat from the house outside to the A-coil inside where the cooled refrigerant has air blow over it, so you got cool air blowing into the house. So they'll have to find a way to bring those insulated lines in, but they aren't large, and it's flexible copper, so they can probably do that through an attic and then down to the utility room where the furnace is.
Okay, all right, that does make sense. You know, sometimes the question itself is the answer. So,
no, it's a good question.
Thank you very, very much.
Let us know what happens, will you?
I will do that. You're going to put my wife at ease. Like, look, it's not me just making up the fact that, yes, we can do this without knowing. Now I do know. So thank you.
Now you do know, and if you have questions, make sure you get hold of us. Call, talk to CNC or Shelby Mechanical or Sharon's. We trust that they'll give you good advice and input.
I appreciate it, and I appreciate your recommendation, because you guys have got awesome people that you recommend. So thank you.
Robert, thank you so much for trusting us. We really appreciate it, sir. Good call. Hey, let's stick with the HVAC talk, and let's talk to Larry in Woodhaven. Good morning, Larry. You're on with the guys.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good, sir. How can we help you?
I got a question for you. Did I spend too much for a Daikin split system in my house? My house is 1976. The unit I spent about $20,000 on, and the house is 1976, and I've got it's brick and it's P11 on the outside. I've replaced my whole roof, but it still feels like in the winter it was chilly. I've got the air conditioning system is good, but it just feels like maybe I might be losing some heat somewhere. Is it on the T11 on the outside?
Probably the walls.
It's a great system.
A 76 house, you probably have 3.5-inch fiberglass or something like that in those walls. And in all honesty, you probably got a whole bunch of air leakage and heat transfer. So I would look at Blown Insulation Michigan or Ace & Sons Insulation and talk to them about insulating the sidewalls. That'd be my first thought.
I agree with you. They're going to come in with the camera and kind of give you an idea of what you could be losing through those walls pre and post when they're done. So, yeah, I bought a 1974 house with the same issues years ago.
T111 is better than a lot of the vinyls in terms of air.
Sure.
You know, keeping air from moving through the walls. because air won't blow through a piece of plywood, right?
But
it's probably just a thermal insulation issue.
A blower door test may not be a bad idea.
Okay.
So,
and I put Anderson windows in there. I mean, I've put a bunch of money into this house. And do you guys like the Daikin system or no?
Yes.
That's my question.
I like
Daikin. First of all, they're an American-made unit, I think, in Texas, if I'm not mistaken. Awesome. They have a great – I can see Pat Kelly wincing, as I say, coefficient of performance, what they call a COP rating. But basically, it's a miles per gallon rating, and they have an excellent, excellent rating in Michigan.
Sure. Yep. You know, and you're
like
really telling us everything we've always known. You haven't mentioned being too hot or too cold. All it sounds like you're looking for is comfort.
Retaining the heat in the winter.
That's exactly what I'm looking for. And then the air conditioning in the summer. I just feel like I'm losing something somewhere. But the T11, it's all brand new. And I'm trying to figure out where am I losing.
No, the T111 is a great product. It doesn't have a high R value per se, but it's got a great air sealing value. And
better than the alternatives.
Yeah, right. T111 is a good siding product. I'll just bet that it's your thermal insulation in your sidewalls. If you had good windows installed by a good company, Anderson's makes a good window. So if they were properly installed, that should not be the issue. So it's got to be exterior thermal envelope insulation issues.
Okay. So it's nothing with the furnace. Because, I mean, they've given me the warranty on this Daikin system that I put in. I mean, I can't beat this. It's 12 years, all labor-free and everything else. They've come out and, you know, they service it, you know. I think it's a great product, but I just wanted to see if I bought the wrong product to serve.
No,
you know,
it's a great product. And if you bought from a good company, you have to assume it's properly installed. I would look first at Ken and I talked last week, I think. Thermal insulation will pay you back forever. I mean, truly.
Right away.
Properly
minutes in, it starts paying you back. Yep.
It's got to be a good company in an existing home that does sidewalls, because otherwise you can risk damage or not being fully insulated.
Okay. So it's just like if you're to pump foam like into the wall.
Right by cellulose.
Not far from you is Ace and Sons Insulation, and Bill Creed is an absolute expert. Call Ace.
He's honest.
Ask Bill to come out. He'll take a look at everything and tell you your best direction from there, okay?
I thank you guys so much. I appreciate you.
Good luck, Larry. Appreciate you.
Thanks,
too.
Larry.
Hey, we'll talk to Grace from Troy when we get back from break. In the meantime, people don't realize that MacFarlane Painting has a handyman division. So if you want them to paint your drywall or your exterior, but you have some loose trim, maybe some cracks.
Rotted trim that needs replacing. We see that a lot, and even rotted siding.
And you know what? MacFarlane was, they were prescient enough. They saw the need. Instead of calling a handyman for them before they get there, they just started their own handyman division. So you need some handyman work done or a beautiful paint job, interior or exterior, make sure you contact MacFarlane Painting.
We'd love to talk to you. Boy, those are a couple of good calls.
They were.
Good stuff.
They absolutely were. I want to remind people about the InsideOutsideGuys.com. That's where most people go when they want to send us an email. But on that same website, I want to make sure people are aware of the special offers page. If you're going to call one of our contractors, one of our team partners, one of our professionals, you might as well, when you're done, check the special offers page and see if there is a discount in that page.
I'm always shocked when I look at that.
I've always been the kind of guy that goes, better in my pocket than yours.
There's
I don't care if it's a penny.
Of stuff
I don't care if it's 10 cents. Better in your pocket than theirs.
I remember talking to Tim Porcassi. Now I'm going to have a list, you know.
In your head.
A lot of our people. And they'll go, 15% off if you call, you know, during this window of time. And it's usually a month, month and a half.
Right.
And that is huge, especially with today's prices. You know, new roof can be 20 grand. You know, what's 15%? $3,000?
Better in my pocket than absolutely.
I think I did the math right on that. That's a lot of money.
That's right.
That's a ton of money.
That is a ton of money. Another thing we've been getting a lot of emails for, Chuck, is people that they want to move, but for obvious reasons with the market now, they're not moving. And they're mainly older people, so they're wondering what they can do to make their house more livable as they
more
age.
More livable, safer.
And we are always telling them barrier-free plus instead, because even if it's just a couple grab bars as you get in out of the shower or take that first step.
Kind of introduce yourself to a good company like that.
Lighting, any kind of lighting, barrier-free plus helps people stay in their home, whether they're aging or they have a tragedy in their house where they need to bring some people in to help.
Yeah.
Barrier-free plus is we want you to check out.
I agree with you big time. So should you buy mom pink tools? We'll have to talk about that.
No.
Like pink-coated wrenches, pink drills?
No.
Should you buy mom any tools?
No.
Oh, you
mom
dog.
Doesn't want, mom doesn't want tools. My mom does not want tools. 888-654 guys equals 888-654-4897. Phone lines are open to give us a call, just like Grace from Troy did. Good morning, Grace. You're on with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Good morning. I wondered if you could recommend a reliable fence company to install a privacy fence.
Oh, we
Tiffany, right?
Yeah, we absolutely can do that.
I mean, wouldn't you call them?
I would. Great company. You have a pen handy?
Yes, I do.
Okay, the name of the company is T, the letter T, Buell's Superior Fence. B-U-E-L-L-S. And the phone number.
T is in Tom, Buell's.
Yes,
fence.
Ma'am. Yep.
B-U-E-L-L-S.
Yeah, B-U-E-L-L-S. Yes, ma'am.
B-U-E-L-L-S. Yep.
Yep. I apologize if I'm speaking too fast. Phone number.
T, Buell's. Okay.
248-935-5443.
Okay, got it.
They do great work.
All right. All right, I'll give them a call. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Chuck, this gets me back to fences. This kind of fence is someone that people like to do DIY, like to try to do it themselves. And one of the reasons we're going to tell people to turn towards more professionals is because the smallest mistake in installing a fence like this can make such a huge difference. You know, people go, I can put my roof on myself. Yeah, but a professional company puts roof on every day, day after day after day after day, and they know how to do it right and they know how to do it efficiently.
We almost never, and I mean N-E-V-E-R, get an email or talk to a professional that says that roof is leaking right in the middle of the field.
Right.
In other words, the middle of the shingles.
Right.
Where do they leak? They leak around penetrations. What DIYer knows how to properly waterproof around a penetration?
Exactly. Flash waterproof.
It's funny you mentioned the fence. I was thinking of our article a week ago Friday with the Misdig.
Yep.
Yep. Gosh.
We got emails last week saying, I want to put some fence posts in. Should I call Miss Dig? And our answer, and I mean always, is going to be yes.
Why wouldn't you?
Why? It's free.
It's free.
Why wouldn't
it's
you?
It's $800. The call doesn't even cost you.
Yeah, you're right. Now, here's one thing that happens, Chuck. Do you know if this is true? When Miss Dig does go out, do they notify the local jurisdiction that they're going out to a certain person's house? Because that's what you've heard for years. That people didn't want to do that because they didn't want to put our jurisdiction on notice.
Now, Miss Dig is actually required by law to have been funded by the utility companies. Their members are utility companies, and the only ones they notify are the members that you've got to go out to this location geographically. If it affects you, if DTE, that's one of your customers, you've got to go out and locate your utilities. There is no yes, no choice. They don't notify anybody else. They don't care.
And you also get people going, well, my service comes in from the front, so I'm going to do it on the side because I'm sure there's nothing there. your laugh says it all.
Oh, Lord.
We'll talk more about that when we get back from break, along with taking your phone calls. 888-654. Guys, we'll talk to Gary in Brownstown Township when we get back. You mentioned Shelby Mechanical a few minutes ago, Chuck.
Yeah.
You talk about a plumbing company that knows what they're doing. So many of the lines that are plugged up between the street and the house this time of year we're getting emails for. Shelby Mechanical has been in business years. Ryan Alexander, the owner, knows what he's doing. He has trained his crews to be the best in the industry. If you need plumbing work, we want you to contact Shelby Mechanical.
Welcome back, everybody. We appreciate you being with us. 888-654-4897. We've got the rest of the show dedicated to you today. By the way, tomorrow we're working 3 hours from 12 to 1.
Amnesty.
Steve Dickinson with us, right?
Yeah. Talking clean air. With all this rain we've had, Chuck, we've had a lot of basement water calls or emails, I'm sorry. A lot of water in basement emails. And one of the things we want people to do, because we talk about DIY. What can people do DIY?
Yeah.
One thing they can do is get those gutters, the downspouts, away from their house.
Get the water away from the house.
Get the water away from the house. You can go to any big box store and find extensions for your downspouts to get them away from the house. But one of the things that people do is they put those extensions in, and then they run over them with lawnmowers, and they flatten that in. Or they let them sit in one spot so long, they literally sink into the ground where they become no good. Someone like Christian's Gutters could put a hinge on that extension. So as soon as you're ready to start mowing, you just fold it up.
Walk around, flip them all up.
Flip them all up, mow, and don't worry
four
about
corners,
it.
4 corners, 5 minutes total.
Again, most houses out there with a 5-inch gutter need a 6-inch gutter. And keeping water out of your basement starts with the gutter system. That's why we refer Christian's Gutter.
They're specialists.
And you can find them at theinsideoutsideguys.com. 888-654-GUYS. Let's talk to Gary in Brownstown. Good morning, Gary. You're on with the guys.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, sir. How can we help you?
Last time I talked to you guys was in August. My wife had hip transplant surgery, and I kind of lost it. I wanted to apologize for that. It was a pretty rough time, but things are a lot better now.
Good to hear.
And that gutter thing you were talking about, it took me 20 years to realize I needed to get water away from my house. I got all kinds of cracks in my basement, and I got these huge drain pipes, but at least I got the water out of the basement.
Good for you.
But I had a contractor. All right, I actually stopped and talked to a contractor in my neighborhood. I need some landscaping redone, and I wanted to get your opinion. I think, I don't know what's going on, but I about fell out. He charges just to come out, all right, and actually daily, his daily fee without any labor or materials cost is $3,500 a day. Okay?
That's to send a crew out to do what?
That's just to show up, $3,500 to show up, and he charges it every day that he's there. And then you have to also pay the cost of the labor and materials. And the thing that really floored me is I said, I didn't react, too surprised. I was trying to feel him out. I said, well, how far out are you? Because I got some stuff I'd like to get done in the next, 2 or 3 weeks. He said, oh, we're 2 months out right now. So there's somebody out there running around, and people, I guess, are so desperate. Unless he's, faking me out on the time frame, but they're paying $3,500 a day just for him to show up every day that he's there. Does that seem kind of exorbitant to you guys?
That should not occur. Now, the only exception to that is if you're mobilizing equipment. So if you're bringing a hydro hoe or some heavy, $100,000 machines out, there's normally a fee for just mobilizing what we call equipment or getting it on the job site, but not just to show up.
I can see, if a company has a lot of employees and a lot of payroll, they need to bring in $3,500 a day. But to say to one homeowner, I'm going to make that offer you. Just
well, again,
you.
That's no labor or materials.
Right.
He said that literally right. just to show up, that's a moot point.
Now, you bring up a good point,
that's
though.
That's too much.
We wouldn't pay it. I wouldn't.
There's
no way. One other question. An inside guy for Chuck. A guy came out. I went to high school with his dad. You know, he established a good rapport, which was a long, long time ago. I went to high school. He came out, and he looked at some things I needed done, and I said, well, how much do you charge? And he says, $1,000 a day for a 7.5-hour day. Okay, well, you know, and then I guess that includes labor materials, but the tiebreaker was I said, well, can you give me something in writing what you're going to get done in that 7.5 hours for, you know, $1,000 by looking at the jobs I need? He said, oh, I don't put anything in writing. So, you know, I mean, I guess that's not really outlandish, right? But nothing in writing, no contract. And he said, oh, I'm 3 months out right now. I mean, we're
actually, that's illegal.
Who's paying for this, though? You know what I'm saying? There's my buddy Leo. Hey, Leo!
Well, we get emails from people that hire those people all the time, and they're having troubles.
Yeah.
So you are totally right and justified to say, tell me what you're going to do in writing and what it's going to cost.
Absolutely.
If somebody can't tell you what it's going to cost, then they aren't any good at what they do.
But he won't tell me what he's going to do, you know, in a 7.5-hour period. He could put down like 2 pieces of molding. Okay, well, I'll be back. And then he gets a half-hour lunch break. I guess that's outside. So it's basically 8 hours. But I'm thinking. And he said he's 3 months out. I mean, wow.
Gary, you know. One of the things that people, this time of year, it's funny because we get these emails all the time. Should have cost. And here's what I tell people. I know it sounds outrageously expensive, but if that guy can honestly make that in a day, why would he go anywhere else to make less?
Well, I'm going to do that, but right. I've got to put in writing what I'm going to do
absolutely.
For you and get done.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and your concern isn't so much what he's going to do in a given day, but what work do you want done and how long will it take and what will it cost you to have that work done total
in the state of Michigan?
I thought that was a reasonable
illegal. It's illegal to do a job without a contract for any job over $25.
It's got to be in writing.
We appreciate your call, sir. Thank you very much. Let's talk to Al in Macomb. Good morning, Al. You're on with the guys.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Anytime, sir.
I'm 76 years old, and I've learned a couple of things when you're working on a house. Is if you buy cheap, you get cheap. And if you hire a company with no recommendations, there's a good chance you're going to be disappointed. So I'm getting ready to get my hardwood floors refinished and stained, and I was wondering if you guys could give me a good recommendation.
Yeah, I got someone for you, sir. Name of the company is Boardwalk Floors.
Okay,
and they are out of Milford, but they travel all over Southeast Michigan. And the phone number is 248-854-2027.
Great, that's perfect. That's what I need. You know, can I ask one other question?
Of course.
If I get carpeting done, would it be better to do the floor first or the carpeting first?
Six of one, yeah.
I tend to do hard surfaces first. So vinyl plank, hardwood floor, ceramic tile. We always did that first because usually your thresholds or your metal bars or whatever border your hard surfaces, and then your carpet installers will roll up to those. So that's how we always do
it. Check out their website.
Your help, guys.
No problem. Boardwalk Floors, boardwalkwoodfloors.com. Check them out, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Al. Boy, he's right about that. If you don't hire based on a strong referral, you're more likely to have problems. No question about it.
Absolutely right. We have time for one more. Let's talk to Barb in Sterling Heights. Good morning, Barb. You're on with the guys.
Good morning. I have a question on behalf of a neighbor who called me. I think I'm the oldest person in the neighborhood, and she thought that I might know an answer, but I didn't. but anyhow, she has in her backyard a very large pine tree that she doesn't want to fall on anyone or cause any damage, but has no idea who to call. And that's what she called me for. I don't know. So I said, I'll call the inside outside guys because you guys know everything.
We have a great company for her.
Might not say so.
We have a great company for her to call. We've been hearing such great things about just recently about this company. And the name of that company is La Fontaine Tree Service. LAFONTAIN. La Fontaine Tree Service. And the phone number is 248-693-4135.
La Fontaine Tree Service. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Please let us know how it goes, okay?
I will. I'll call back.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Excellent.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I love it. I love it. It's one of those things, if anybody asks you who to hire, I got to go back to what Al said. A strong referral is number one. You and I always, people go, what should I ask him? And our first thing is always, do you have a really strong referral?
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
That's huge.
And Chuck, you know, you and I have been saying this for years. We understand budgets. We understand, you know, it's funny because a lot of the emails I respond to, I use this phrase, if the budget allows.
Yep.
Go this direction.
Yeah.
And we understand people have budgets. And trust
always
us.
Had a budget. You always have one.
Chuck and I, these prices, they hurt us too. We don't like them as well. I say the story, Chuck, in 2013, a yard of concrete out the door was going for $90 out the door. Guys are paying $150 to $160 out the door.
For the same product.
So it took 100 years to get to that point. And then within 10 years, it's almost doubled.
I know.
That hurts everybody.
It does hurt everybody. You and I were talking before we went on the air a year ago. The price of eggs retail was $1.20 a dozen. Most recently, it was $5.20 a dozen. That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Matter of fact, the guys that precede us on the air here on Saturdays talked about small shopping trips costing $300 anymore.
My wife and I, with five kids, used to fill two big carts up, I mean, to the peak, for $500.
I know.
Make it
not
a half
today,
cart now.
Buddy.
Not today.
Half right. of one cart.
One more segment left, the inside outside. Guys, if you have any questions, get them in now. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. And it's almost time for another Veterans Rooftop giveaway from our friends at Kearns Brothers. You're gonna be hearing about this really soon. So if you need a roof, don't you want to get a roof from somebody who gives back?
Well, and you want great value for your money, and we always get that from Kearns Brothers.
That's right. Next segment, sponsored by our good friends at Kearns Brothers.
We appreciate you being with us. I want to remind you, we will be here tomorrow at 10 o'clock on Mother's Day, 10 to 1.
Yes, sir.
We're going to do an extra hour in honor of our mothers with Steve Dickinson from Amnesty.
Hey, that's a great gift to get people.
It really
is. Clean air, the gift of clean air in your home. Yeah.
You know, you laughed about tools. I got to tell you.
Pink tools I laughed about.
For
not
women.
Tools. For women, yes.
A good drill and a good drill kit. For a lot of the, like you mentioned, the stay-at-home moms that are fixing little stuff, hanging a picture, whatever, during the day, just a tremendous gift. You don't realize it until you get it and go, oh, wow, that's a great tool.
You're right. You're right. I do love my cordless tool.
Oh,
888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Let's talk to Phil in St. Clair Shores. Good morning, Phil. You're on with the guys.
Good morning, fellas. Great show again. Hey, listen, I'm calling you back regarding the RoofMax application I had done.
All right.
Good.
How'd it go?
Very good. I got excellent. I'm telling you straight up. The roof come out beautifully. The guys did a phenomenal job. They come out, and they were gone, I want to say, in about an hour and a half's time maximum. The roof looks absolutely great. It's got, maybe it's my imagination, but it's got that luster back in it.
Yeah.
The shingles have laid down. To me, maybe it's I'm crazy, but it looks wonderful. It really works, I think.
I answered an email this week about that product, and people don't know it's a RoofMax product. All they know is the shingle rehydrator. How do we feel about it? People want to know how Chuck and I feel about it. And here's how I feel about it. I saw literally a shingle that two different shingles came off the same roof. They try to roll it up. It breaks into pieces. They apply this product to it. The next day, they can roll it up like a burrito.
Yeah.
And that means they have.
My shingles have all laid down.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
It's a natural product from the earth. I mean, who knew? But anyways, I'm completely happy with it. Whoever an individual chooses to have that put on, whether it's Victor's or RoofMax, it works. In my opinion, it absolutely works. And the guys come out, they swept the roof, they blew it off, they did check my gutters, but I have gutter guards on it, and they says, your gutters are clean in there. But they went through, they did some caulking here and there that they didn't like, so they applied the caulking. Two younger guys, very, very professional. They rinsed the house down, and that was it. There was really no overspray to speak of at all.
Phil, we greatly appreciate you calling us, letting us know about this. It really helps us refer this product better. And RoofMax is the product that Victor's installs or applies. So we have one more call we got to get to by the end of the show. Thank you so much.
You guys.
Thanks, Phil.
See you guys. Bye-bye.
Hey, bye-bye. Ron from Milford, sir. How can we help you?
Hello, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I just had a gentleman come out and look at our driveway. We have a gravel driveway that needs to be regraded. And I had he mentioned the asphalt millings. I'm really unfamiliar with them. Is that a good product to put down on the driveway, or...?
Only reason I say no for asphalt milling for a driveway is the dust factor. Especially if the long driveway, people seem to drive fast up them, kick up a lot of dust. I don't like the tar and the dust with that milling. I'd rather see a crushed concrete or crushed limestone. The crushed asphalt will lay down better. It'll compact better. But the dust scares me of that product.
Yeah, I really don't think it compacts any better than crushed concrete or crushed limestone.
It's a little bit softer, so it's pushed down a little bit. So.
I love crushed concrete. I use that for a lot of stuff. Like that. I really like it for the price, too.
Our driveway is very steep, and it's very hard to have it snow removal with the blade.
Yeah.
So I was thinking the asphalt millings might be able to pack down a little bit more firmly, and we might be able to have it scraped in the wintertime.
I don't think you can scrape any of those products with a snowplow going downhill without damaging the product.
Without taking some away. Removing
exactly.
Some.
But crushed concrete is a great compromise price-wise. It packs hard. It'll shed water. You can refill a hole with it a year later, and it'll blend in within a couple of weeks. I mean, I just like it.
Yeah, I had a... probably a 100-yard driveway at one point, and I was offered to put that down, and I said no, because when you live on a dirt road and you have a dirt driveway that long, you get dust everywhere. So I don't want it to be that caustic.
I'm with you.
We're on a dirt road, and the driveway is probably 300 feet long. It is mostly uphill, but yes. Okay. Well, thank you. You've answered my question. I really appreciate you guys. I listen to you guys every weekend. You guys are awesome.
Thank you. Thank you for the call.
Hey, could you suggest anybody in the Milford area?
Send us an email. We'll find you somebody, if you don't mind.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Real quick to that, Chuck and I know we're nothing without you, the listeners. Bottom line, we don't have a show, we don't have an article, we don't have an email, we don't have a Facebook page without you, the listeners. And just know how much we appreciate you. We appreciate the trust that you put in us every week simply by listening to the Inside Outside Guys. And then when you send us an email and you ask for our trust, our opinion, us to send you one of our trusted team partners, we will never, ever, ever take that for granted, okay? It means everything to us. wanted to make sure we get that out there.
Right? Man, you said it well. That's one of the rare times you've spoken that I have nothing to add.
Now you sound like my wife. Jeez. Hey, listen, tomorrow is Mother's Day. Mom deserves everything you can do for her, you can get for her. We wouldn't be here without her. And Chuck, I have a wonderful mother, and I picked a wonderful mother for my five children. I know you feel the exact same
Absolutely. Way. Yep. Shame on us if we don't honor them.
But no pink tools, Chuck. And where would you even buy pink tools? You have to buy them and paint them from there.
You can dip them. They make that rubberized dip that, never mind.
Yeah. Dave Rieger, thank you so much for taking care of us back in the studio, my friend. And thank you to Rick Powell from North Bloomfield Properties for coming on. If you're thinking you want to get rid of that rental or get rid of just the stress and let someone else manage it for you, you want to call North Bloomfield Properties tomorrow morning, right?
Yep. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's a good 2.5 coffee stretch.
You got it. In the meantime, go to theinsideoutsideguys.com, the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook, because from the roof to the basement, the street to the back fence, if you need it, the Inside Outside Guys are here for you today and every day.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.